Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're having another show today. And we will accept call-ins if you want to call in. And we have a sponsor today on, which is Annika. So, Annika, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Ron. Hi, everyone. And if you have questions or suggestions for Ron, please remember also the fast chat. If you don't want to call in, calling in is great, too.
Yeah, so what do you want to start off with today, Annika? Anything?
Yeah, you know, I was absentee on yesterday's wonderful 8-hour call that you did, and I would like to hear from you, what, you know, if there's anything that you can fill in for those people that were either absentee or the people that were not, haven't done a call like that yet. What
yeah,
you were actually
call,
doing.
Yeah, that'd be good. The call is 8 hours in length, and actually a little bit longer, in fact. But we had a wonderful time. We did a lot of entity releasing, getting rid of the jellyfish on our heads, spine work done, working with our intestines. Just a lot of different energies. We did some addiction stuff. Remember, they take out a lot of things from us that are hidden, that we don't know anything about, although they do bring up, you know, habits and traits in us that we don't, that we think is our own, but it's not. So if you had your whole self, in a sense, brought back into spiritual integrity, maybe using the word lightly as being deprogrammed of all of your past judgments, then you'd be living in the moment and be a whole different person. You'd feel a lot of love energy in your life, in other people's lives, and you'd just be a lot better off. So a lot of people definitely felt a call yesterday, and they just loved it. I'm sure we'll get some comments here on the fast chat from having it. We'll be doing another sequence of these here in June, going a little bit deeper. I don't know what they're going to be about. Typically, it'd be probably more about the addictions and maybe health problems that people have. But we took out entities of addictions as far as sexual behavior yesterday. We took them out for maybe drinking, smoking addictions, and then whatever people requested during part of the conference call. And the time went by so quickly. Man, it was like every hour seemed like about 5 minutes of time.
Yeah, that was really great. I mean, I could definitely feel it. I can definitely even feel those addictions, you know, how, I mean, I was never a smoker or anything, but I could feel the work that was done even though I was absentee and kind of relate to what was going on.
Yeah, it was incredible. Just another segment of this here, and basically, the net result is that you're able to hold more spirit in your body. This is what these calls are all about, is to become, you know, be back home with your spirit. Otherwise, if all these controlling programs are in you and also extraterrestrial life forms are in you, then where are you? Mm-hmm. You know, the you is vanished, you know. Your your spirit is suffocating by all of these other life forms and thoughts and projections and courtings and everything else that happens to us here against our free will. So the whole thing is to come back into spiritual integrity.
Yeah, you know, I heard a beep, but I don't know if that was actually a phone call, but maybe we can see if anyone's there.
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, I just had a comment about yesterday's, because it's a little too long to type in. But I went through the 8-hour session the entity clearings that they were talking about. Two things were brought up. One is that Kyle said that it was a very, very deep, deep, ancient clearing that was being done in us, actually dismantling the very structure of the inception of duality itself, which is fantastic. That's what I've been looking for my entire life. Okay, and then the second thing that was said was we were basically making angry some of the people or their representatives that put that in place. And so then I went to sleep, and I was with my mother. Now, that represented to me the DNA. That was the passed-on blood programming. in the DNA. And there, this thing showed up, which was a, all I can call it is a gigantic robot, indicating to me that that's a system in place, that the system is programmed to defend itself. And the system was very angry, and it was looking around for things to destroy. And it was coming in my direction. It was throwing snakes out of it, and it was dark, and it was huge. It was like, just huge. But I didn't feel any fear. That's what was interesting about all this. And I was with somebody else watching it from a distance, saying, hey, look what's over there. Oh, it's seen us. Look, it's coming this way. And it's throwing snakes. And so me and this other guy, who, by the way, was a dark knight himself, but he was like nothing compared to this, and he was running away as well. He was. We were both up in a tree, again, higher consciousness looking down at this. And this thing started to ravage things around me in the neighborhood. So I got told my mother to go upstairs, again, probably, you know, get up away from this vibration. And then it was outside the house I was in, looking through the window, kind of like looking for me. And I didn't know if it saw me or not, but I still wasn't afraid. And so I figured what happened, what this, and then I woke up. So I figured what all this was about was we've really gone and dismantled something that's now trying to, it's programmed some system, mechanical, bio, whatever, programmed to defend itself. And so I just thought I'd add that on to what happened to show that this is my experience of how it was real to me.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's very good. So what I'm hearing you say is that it's going deeper, and these energies in us are now becoming kind of more on the reacting more to the healings because they're being afraid of not being with us any longer. So they're actually
yes.
kind of like backpedaling because now they're being exposed. That's pretty close, Ed?
Yep, that's it.
So that's good, yeah. So you're actually gaining more of who you are versus having these things control you.
Yeah, I figure he couldn't come into the house. I mean, he's like looking right through this bunch of windows, right, Abby? And I'm crouched down behind a bed, it was, and probably indicating I'm sleeping. And so I'm looking up through the cracks of the pillows at this thing, but its eye is like looking right at me. But it was busting down houses and trees and everything all around, but it couldn't come into the house, or it didn't. And I figured that's because I wasn't afraid because I was being pulled out of this system, so it no longer had any power over me. So because I wasn't afraid, there was no opening for it to smash in my house, which is, of course, my essence, my spirit, my body, my, you know, where I live. So I found it all very interesting.
Yeah, that's good, Ed.
Thanks.
Very, very good. Yeah. So it's we're all making progress if we're on these calls. So you know, if you're listening and you haven't been on these calls, I don't know what you're waiting for, unless the entities are holding you back in your life, wanting you to live in misery here. So these calls are here to regain your true essence of who you are, so you can, you know, wake up and get out of duality. This is what they're all about. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, I can really relate to what Ed is saying about not being afraid anymore and still seeing very scary stuff, because as we dig deeper, some of that has been so hidden and then it can come up, you know, but I really don't feel that fear anymore. Dreamer was having a question about what if we still feel pain, though, after Sunday's session. What would you suggest, Ron?
Well, there's other clearings that I do. You know, remember, just one clearing is not necessarily going to, you know, fix you. You may need other clearings. So, you know, I don't know what type of pain you're dealing with, if it's physical pain or emotional pain. If it's physical pain, we just need to do some more work to see what the stem is, you know, of the process, and if it's actually, you know, really, really deep-rooted. Maybe even in a physical injury or something. So everything starts from the past, and then the past creates your current reality, and the past also creates your future. So this is why you need to get out of this program that deals with the past to create your future so that you can get into wellness. And this is probably how I would approach that as far as talking. So, yeah, not every clearing is going to put you into, you know, wellness, but each one is a step forward. it's kind of like what I tell people initially. They come to me, and I don't know what your history is, you know. And it's like you have a hurt finger. So they got the finger, I think, oh, this is a synaptic fix, you know. It's just, maybe your finger's hurting. So I start to work on your finger, and all of a sudden I might pick up that something happened to you maybe 5 years ago with it. So I start talking, and they go, oh, yeah, 5 years ago I slammed my finger in the car door. And then as we start talking more and more, I find out that you have a lifetime pattern of hurting your hand or your finger. And then as you start talking more with a person, it turns out that their parents had problems. Maybe your mother or your father had a finger amputated. And then you find out that maybe your grandfather had his wrist dislocated. And then maybe past there, going back, maybe your great-great-grandfather had his arm amputated. So all of a sudden, that's passed on to you. Well, I just see your finger hurting, you know. So it's just, you know, an indication that you have something happening to you that I'm just seeing the tip of the iceberg. And you have to go back and start cleaning out these things if you want your finger to stop hurting. So, you know, like I said, on the surface, you know, it's a snap, you know, to fix. But it really isn't, because there's so much genetic history. In the time of Jesus, there is so much less compared to now that there's just so much mind interference now and judgments that people have. Remember, you know, if you go back a long time ago, you know, at the time of Jesus or, you know, in that time frame, 1,500 years ago or so, you know, people lived probably a very simple life. Unless they were, you know, slaves to the Romans or something and they got persecuted, you know. But aside from that, you know, life was probably a lot more simpler, less people, less mind transmissions, less courtings, and everything else. So things were not compounded like they are now. So, you know, each year that you live, just think how many thoughts you have, how many people you see daily doing psychic attacks on you. Even, you know, a psychic attack is when somebody thinks of you, okay? And then that energy gets stuck on your body, and one of your energetic bodies that's invisible, and that can cause problems too. So, it just goes kind of on and on and on. There's really no end to it. So looking at something that somebody has had, it's very hard to do a healing instantly right now as compared to 2,000 years ago. But yes, what you want to do is just keep on it, and knowing that at some point, one of the healings will all of a sudden take hold and work, because you did the work to get to that very final clearing that's going to help you. That's how I would answer that question.
Yeah, there's a lot of comments about how people felt so great from yesterday's call, so I just wanted to mention Pauline, Karen, a lot of energy left Karen, and yesterday's call was the most intensive that Pauline mentions about. She's still feeling it. My comments on the poverty clearing, and he's feeling that. And here 101 says that this upper hand over negative energies that we have now, which is sort of what Ed was describing in his dream that he had this morning. And Kimberly was mentioning about how the past recycles through our bodies till we have the bodies cleared. And that's really what you're talking about, Ron, as I understand.
Yes, everything keeps recycling. So you're living your ancestors' thoughts, plus, you know, the few thoughts that you have in this lifetime, okay? So remember, you know, you're dealing with a lot of stuff. You know, just think of, when I do the seven generational clearing, you know, it goes back to 255 people. Just think how many thoughts those people had each day. Well, that's in your backpack on your back. You're carrying that energy. And the way it's supposed to work is that your ancestors are supposed to have themselves worked on, releasing their emotional traumas, their mental traumas, before they conceive a child, that the child will be cleared out of these energies. And then the next generation does the same thing. And this is the way it's supposed to work. But it doesn't happen here. That teaching is so far removed, because the dark side doesn't want to have it come forward, because they live off your emotional traumas and energies. And this is the reason why ascension now is so hard, and why it was so hard even when Jesus walked the earth, which is why we're overpopulated. you know, we're overpopulated because people did not do the ascension 2,000 years ago. And that's the bottom line. How many are going to do it this time? You know, hard to say. Like I say, if everybody listening here told all of their friends and all their friends told their friends, I could be doing world healings here instantly with everybody and have the place cleared up in a matter of a couple of weeks. But most people's belief system, which is very, very hard to change because they've had the belief system through their ancestors, okay, and you're not going to believe that healings can take place this easily because you're not told that, and, you know, other means out there is also preventing it from happening by false information. But mainly, you know, your ancestors didn't believe in this, so this is your predetermined healing ability is your ancestors' judgment on healing. So if they didn't believe, if they believed in a God outside of themselves, which most all the churches teach about and talk about, then, of course, you know, that God energy is not going to help them. And a lot of people are bitter toward God because, you know, life is so poor here and so awful, and everything that happens to you is the fact that God is doing it to you, which is true. That's the negative ET. So some of the religions, you know, like in the Old Testament, you know, you have to be fearful of God. Well, of course, watch out for those ETs. They'll zap you because they're already doing it. So, yeah, you know, be definitely fearful of that energy. So,
yeah.
Like I say, if you pray to something outside of yourself, P-R-A-Y, then you're P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. So if you want to become prey, just go to a church and sit there and start being like sheep and pray to something outside of yourself. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I'm trying to get back here to where I was. Yeah, I've told a lot of my friends and the people that I know, and not many are really even open to listen. They might listen a little bit, and I have to go back and back and back. And it can be hard because I've had people look and say, oh, it's either they're blocked by, they think it's religion, or they think it's to deal, that it actually is, that you're dealing with the ETs, and people get blocked by one or the other or both. I mean, it can be hard to get there. And so I've been moving on to the next person, you know, when I can.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and they won't, you know, it's something just of the mindset. Yes, they go to church, and the ETs created the churches, and they'll believe in that, but they won't believe in creation energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very, very interesting to watch people.
Yeah, and it's so interesting when you say something's written down, it becomes very powerful, too, and
yeah,
we find the Bible everywhere.
You know, truth, once it's written down in a book.
Mm-hmm. So Pauline was asking, because she missed the alien intensive, and that's how she put it, so I thought that was pretty good, but the ET parasite clearings that you did earlier, and she was saying, you know, maybe getting the barcodes off and doing more of the ET parasite clearings can help if the entity clearings might not be enough.
Yeah, you definitely want to get the aliens off of you, definitely. You know,
yeah.
That's why I have the website up for $30 a month. So you can go on there and start clearing these races and websites and the ET worms and stuff. So, you know, just I don't know if people are that dedicated to go onto the site, you know, 3 to 4 hours a day to keep working with it. Because it takes a long time to get off of it. Remember, we did, I believe it was 3 8-hour conference calls getting these worms off. And then we went into entities.
So, you know, I have a question myself, actually, because Mariana and I have been talking about, because I've basically put up the light being probably 16 of them on my my Apple and clearing it that way with a lot of them going at the same time. Can you be absentee, like if you leave your computer on and they keep going?
Yes, that is correct.
I also wanted to check. Yeah. There was a caller probably there. I don't know.
Yeah, so you can leave it up and it'll still clear you. Yes, it's the same thing as an absentee healing.
Okay. Even if you walk away?
Even if you walk away, yes.
Yep. Okay.
So we have a caller online?
Yes, I'm Larry here.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
Good.
Yes, I wanted to share with your discussion, Ron. It sounded very interesting about the churches. And it sounded to me like, you know, when the main minister sounds like if he has a bad entity in him, he'll turn the board against you. And when he does, it seems that what happens is a person is bereaved from his loved ones. He's disfellowshipped. He could have a heart attack, a nervous breakdown, and he could die. So that could almost be attempted murder. If his entity wants to start causing heart attacks and breakdowns, that could almost be, if the entity is causing a murder, attempted murder, with the devotees in the center.
Yeah, yeah.
So then it seems that if I had a bumblebee entity in me, and he was, you know, at the point of distress, he would be stinging me, that would be causing pain and being controlled by pain until I got rid of that entity, as I told you on Sunday yesterday. And then I was healed from that and released from this, and then I got this awareness about it, which healed me and set me free from that, too. So I just wanted to celebrate with you that I'm doing some good healings in that regard.
Yeah. Very good,
well, that's
Larry.
All I had to share of that. I'm
yeah,
pretty happy
yeah,
with things going.
You know, that's the, at least by watching TV, since I don't go to church, you know, but sometimes you do channel surfing and you see somebody on there, you know, preaching. And
uh-huh.
Most of you out there maybe have been to church too. It just depends, you know, which one you went to, how fired up the minister gets or the priest or whatever, you know. But, well, they can get really negative bringing when they talk about the devil, how bad it is. They're bringing it right into the congregation. And then,
well, I haven't been going
to
any for a number
energy,
of years,
you know?
But I had a good friend who was going to one, and I was concerned about her because she was being hurt, and she never surrendered and gave up and came to the light like I suggested. But I was still helping her, but I was concerned, so I still wrote a few letters to try to heal the condition there, and I was still concerned because of her about trying to help this Dal Buddha temple. And I think I made some real progress from the past letter that I sent her to. And because I had some breakthroughs in consciousness about the problem.
That's great. And you can also, you know, go on and do the dark side practitioner clearing if you wanted to do it for her as an absentee clearing, too. That'll get these energies off her also. A lot of people like that healing because, you know, you get all this stuff off of you.
Uh-huh. Okay. That'd be a great idea.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you know, a lot of the churches, if you know, once you start going to them, you know, they know who you are, and if you miss a Sunday, they look at you the next Sunday like you're a bad person, you know. And,
uh-huh.
And some churches have events every day of the week. And,
uh-huh.
You know, you're kind of, you know, obligated to go to those so they can keep tabs on you, you know. And if you don't, then you get exercised. So it's quite interesting to watch how churches work. And how closely knit all those people are, and yet they won't recognize another church of a different denomination because theirs is the best church, you know.
Uh-huh.
As if Jesus is going to come to that church only, you know, and not go to all the other, you know, million of them on the planet here, you know. Only the one church will accept them. So it's quite something to see people's viewpoints.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you, Ron, for the talk.
Probably
put it in
centers. That might be easier. It might be a little more encompassing. So, yes, it's quite something to just to watch people and what they believe and how they understand. And it's something to watch, anyway. To find out that when I was growing up, you know, the church I went to was a Protestant-type church, and around the corner was a Catholic church. And, you know, when we were told that the poor Catholics, which was about maybe a third of my school or something, was not going to go to heaven because they didn't go to my church, I go, oh, man, this is bad. You know, you go to school the next day on Monday, and, man, it's really a negative thing.
Uh-huh. Right.
The whole thing is to get your own spirituality, is to go within. This is what, you know, we do, is try to get people to go inside of themselves so that they're able to connect with their own divinity. Don't need to have a church. This is the whole process. The church is strictly a way to delude yourself into false teaching.
Right. Okay.
Thank you for
calling, Larry. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So back to you, Annika. Anything on the staff chat?
Yeah, you know, there are some ways that we can help ourselves that we're not hooking up to some group, or we're not hooking up to religion or something outside of ourselves. And I know we have heard a lot of success from emotional clearing through Sylvia's experience and other people, because it's basically something you do on yourself. And I think it's Heal 101 is asking about, what about things like acupuncture or meridians that you can do on yourself? She's actually saying presopuncture, so I guess that's not using needles.
Yeah, everything, you know, physically could work. You know, remember, what you're trying to do is get your body into wholeness.
Mm-hmm.
But just getting your body so that your body's functioning is not going to bring your spirit typically to you. It won't help you with your guidance, but it will allow your body to function better,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but, you know, your whole spiritual energy needs to come from your spirit.
Yeah.
I guess that's two different things. So we're looking at physical healing. Yeah, of course, doing things can help you. But the whole thing is to have your spirit, you know, work with you also.
But if you go to a practitioner, you have to protect yourself, because then you could be picking up that person.
Oh, yeah. You just think of how many people listening here have been on the alien calls that we had. You know, most people are not willing to shake hands or touch anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So just think, you go into a practitioner who sees, you know, 10 people a day, and they do physical touching, or a massage person. Just think what they're going to be giving you from all those 10 people in one day. Just think if they've been doing the practice for years. You're going to be having these things body hop right into your body. You're trying to clean out your temple. Now, why do they come into you? Because they want to have your spiritual energy. You're probably stronger than anybody else who's been there before. So they're going to want to come into you extra strong, because you have more spiritual energy and they want to take it. Remember, that's why they're in you to begin with. So, you know, it's up to you to protect your body temple. This is the whole process. Do you want to get extraterrestrial worms and energies in you, or do you want to keep yourself sacred? You know, once you get them out, then it's up to you to do the homework and understand that you don't want them to come back into you.
Yeah, and, you know, I know you've talked a lot about different ways of protecting ourselves, and maybe you can go through those, because Karen was asking about that. And obviously we can go online and do the clearing all night, which is what I do, and charge objects that can help protect us with having them as entity repellents and ET parasite repellents and things like that. That works really well for me. And obviously charging pictures around your house and things like that, which is, I mean, there's so many things on your website, Ron, that we can do. Karen was asking also other ways to protect ourselves if we're sensitive or open.
Well, the website is your best, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I would suggest doing. Just go on the website and you know, get some of the water charged for you to help yourself out. You know, to do the object charging, that helps. You know, all that is very beneficial. As far as helping yourself, most things that you would be doing would probably come from the mind energy. And the mind energy then is going to be the dark side. So it's you know, a really hard thing to answer that. What you can do, I only give away a couple of free tools, you know, that you can do, because all the rest requires work. One is to increase your life force energy. You know, we can do that right now if you want. If you haven't done it before, you know, you want to do this probably three times a day or so. This can help you. It won't necessarily protect you, but it will give you more energy in your body from your spirit, and it'll bring more of your spirit to you. So you can put your hands in front of you like you're going to be doing a prayer to one of those ET gods in front of your heart center, but you want to actually feel your life force energy. So just kind of feel that visible spring tension between your hands. It could be out 6 inches to a foot. And just move your hands in until you actually feel that invisible ball spring tension. And then from there, you just say an affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. And when you say it, bring your hands apart further, come back in, and they're going to be increased a little bit more each time your hands get further apart. And do it about 10 times. You can try it right now if you wish. Everybody will have the benefit of this. And this will also work on the archives. So first find where that energy level is in your body. Just feel your hands between your palm chakras. And, if you come in like an inch or two, you know, you're really too close probably. So you want to start off at about a foot coming slowly. Now, this is not a mental exercise, so don't even think that your mind's going to tell you about energy, because it can't. It doesn't know about energy. It only knows about mental programs. It doesn't know about energy. So just move your hands together. And most of your walk is probably going to be a foot to body width. And once you find out where it is, then just say the affirmation. We'll do it together. I now increase my life force energy. Now pull your hands apart, maybe an extra 6 inches to a foot, and bring them in again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 A couple more times. I now increase my life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Okay, so you should feel that your hands are all the way out alongside of you, and your body might be buzzing because you have more spirit energy. The buzzing, the way it feels, will be releasing energy blocks from you. So that's one thing you can do. Do that daily, 3-4 times a day or more. That'll help you. Next thing to do is to bring all the energy that you have around you, your auric field, right to your body. You don't want it to go out outside of your own space. And that way, that'll also help from taking on people's energies as they walk in front of you. Remember, they don't have to physically touch you. Just having your auric field out there can transfer these energies. You want to, like, shrink wrap yourself. Get it really tight. Don't have it go outside of yourself, because you don't want to have to bring in people's energies to you, which are not your own energy. You know, that doesn't make any sense why you'd want to have anybody's energy in your own field. And then it transfers their traumas to you. So, you know, we're already collecting enough from our ancestors. Why bring on somebody else's ancestors? That doesn't make any sense. So, keep your energy to yourself. And that's about all I can tell you to do to help you. That's the only thing that I know of that's safe that you can do. You know, you can also maybe, for healing, you could work with crystals. Just make sure that they're cleansed. If you buy it from somebody at a store, then wash it to get rid of their energy on it. And, then wash it each time you use it so that it doesn't have your negative energy into it. So they do collect energy. And, those will work. You can hug a tree. But anything that works with mind energy that's programmed, like people's pendants, where some practitioner sits down and maybe does a meditation, energy transmissions, or something to these things, they'll be dealing with mind energy. They'll hook you right up to the darkness. So I guess that's enough of that. So the main thing is to stay positive, to keep your spirit energy with you, and not to go into anybody else's playground with your energy system. And don't read people, because that will also tap you into their energetic field. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I don't know if we have a caller on. Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ron and Annika. This is Sylvia from Toronto.
Hi, Sylvia.
I just wanted to say I was on a call yesterday, and it was fabulous. And the more I actually come on these calls where we take out the entities, and plus have all the other clearings, it's amazing to know they're a new person that is lying with myself that I don't recall ever knowing. And they're all working fabulous. Also, you had mentioned about the EFTs that I do, and I just really want to just clarify one thing. EFTs only work because of the Creation Lightship healing, because what it does, the Creation Lightship sucks away the densities and the DNA cellular memory and returns that charge to neutral. So the EFTs, like deprogramming the ego-mind concept thinking. And then on the weekly conference call, we go to the centrifuge room, and that's where we do, where I do additional release. And I say we, referring to the entire family. So those judgments and those beliefs we would have stored that comes up is actually gone, and it's not there anymore. And but just to come back on the call that you had yesterday, Ron, Annika, you said you weren't there, but you can still feel the energy. It mm-hmm. was amazing. Like, I am not a feeler or a seer as many, but I was actually going through this dizziness with all these entities coming out of me, and to realize that the ego personality that I'm using right now is either spirit or an entity talking. It's pretty mind-boggling if you think about it.
Yeah, you know, I know what you're saying.
So I want to just thank Ron and the Creation Lightship again, because you really have changed our family's life for the better. So thank you.
You're very welcome, Sylvia.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Sylvia's doing a call tomorrow night if you wish to ask her questions about the Creation Lightship healing. And I'll give you the phone number. It starts, first of all, at 5:30 PST, which would be 8:30 Eastern. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And I'll say it again, 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, Marianne was mentioning a question. Well, she mentioned how she doesn't have mind loop anymore, and she had the clearing, and then she said it, she feels it even stronger now after having the entities taken out, and that has been really great for her, especially to deal with the mind loop clearing too. So that's great to hear. And what if she's asking, what if you meet someone you really care about? What can you do? That's a tricky question.
Care about somebody.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say that you're single and you find a person that you may want to date. The first thing that you want to do is to get their emotional baggage cleared, do an emotional clearing on them. You don't have to talk to them about it. Just come online and do the clearing, and you can do it absentee. And the clearing will take place within 3 days normally, and then the person will now be a lot more receptive to you, typically. Or, you know, basically, you don't want them to bring into your life with that person their past relationships, which is what they're going to do. So if you're cleared out, you don't want to bring in their garbage back into you by having somebody's dramas and traumas coming. So it allows you both to have a better relationship. And this is true of people that are in the workplace who have somebody working next to them or with them, and you just don't resonate with them, and they're always causing you problems and anxieties. Well, then do the emotional clearing on them. Like I said, just come online. It'll work 24/7, and you know, pay for it with PayPal and have it done. And that way, you're able to be more comfortable with that person, because the stuff that they're resonating with you with, they're with them to you, you to them, is released. So you're automatically helping yourself out, especially a boss or a person that you're really close to working with that you have to, and you just don't like them. So this is what most people do that I find out. They work with a friend or if they're dating somebody, they want to get that person cleaned out because it makes a much better relationship. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and I was reading some about, you know, how we can help other people and help ourselves. stay in the heart and staying in the now and doing some of those exercises that you've already told us about, obviously increasing our life force energy several times a day, dropping into our hearts, and that we can actually do that for family members, because I do that myself every day, and I command on behalf of their spirit to release entities from their bodies, as well as I do it obviously on myself too after dropping into my heart and then bringing their spirit back. And there is some writing about that on the Yahoo group. If anyone wants to read up about it, it's in some of the old postings there. And that's really good to go on and read and comment yourselves, too, if you want to. And that is creationlightship@yahoogroups.com. So if anyone wants to have more suggestions on what to do to help ourselves, that's another good way, and obviously go to the question and answer calls and the website.
Yep, and then there are people like in the workplace, so maybe you have somebody that's working with you, and maybe they keep watching you, or they keep saying weird things to you. You know, this is the same process, and, you know, this is what we do with entity clearing, to get rid of entities out of people. So that's another scenario that happens. Or somebody is in your life that's doing some weird things, and you wonder, what's this person doing? Or why are they changing so often? There's a nice one minute and angry the next at me, and what? I didn't do anything wrong. Well, it's because they have entities that keep going in and out of their body. So then you can also do a entity clearing on them, and I'd recommend having it done on yourself first, but you don't have to. But at least do it on them. Go on the website and do the entity clearing to clear them out. It'll help them immensely. And also make a better life for yourself. So people are strange, you know, there's a song about that, by the Doors. But, you know, the whole thing is entities are taking over people. They always have, and they always will, until they the dark side releases them, we'll say, or the light ship can finally come in strong enough to get rid of the entities, return them back to the earth plane. And that's what the ascension is basically about, is to get rid of all the negativity. Whether or not it happens before ascension time or not, it's hard to say. But, you know, if you want a better life, you have the availability now to have that if you wish to do some online clearing. And this is what the whole thing is about, is to empower yourself. And also by empowering yourself, by helping someone else have a clearing, you're also empowering them. And a person that you may not like, or they don't like you, might be your best friend afterwards. And they don't have to know about the clearing whatsoever, because the light ship will do it for them, because they created the body that they have, and they also created the spirit. So this is part of the ascension process. So you're actually helping someone else that would be unavailable to even know what's going on, and probably would not even accept the healing if you asked them. But the light ship will do it, and it takes about 3 days, and then all of a sudden they're a changed person. This happens all the time. I get tons of comments on this from people. That's you, Annika.
Yeah, and for myself, because some people are saying, well, what can we do later? Well, I live with somebody who does not subscribe to listening to this, or, you know, and I have to do it for my family. I would say my children are more open to CLS than my husband, even though he's not closed. You know, it's still something that I know is not really part of his life, so I do it for him. So there's, of course, the online that we all know about, going and doing them every day and creating them to be a more upgraded form.
Yep. So it's always good to get current. That's why we have the unlimited on it. So,
yeah.
The unlimited, to me, is just wonderful for everybody. Because you can do a clearing, and then get on the unlimited and go on it whenever you choose to, when you have a problem, and especially on the emotional clearing or the dark side practitioner ones. And all of a sudden, you're, you know, within a minute or two, you feel much better.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting back to your spiritual integrity again and being able to connect to your spirit, and it disconnects you out of the mind. This is what you want to do, is get out of mind energy.
And here's another question that I've seen before, so I better ask it, because I don't know, maybe it was one I didn't get to, that Heal 101 is asking. do churches know about CLS?
Boy, I honestly don't know. I don't know. It'd be nice if they would know. I have no idea. They talk about Jesus, so they do know about what Jesus did here. The teachings are definitely eschewed on what they're teaching the people, but overall, he came for ascension from the light ship. So they do talk about the light ship when they use the word Father all the time. So they do know about it, just that it's not under frame of reference.
Mm-hmm. And what about Mother Teresa? I heard you mentioned her at another on another BBS show where you said that she never left the earth plane.
She's locked into reincarnation, so she hasn't her belief system what she believed is still in the reincarnation loop, unfortunately. She chose to take on that modality versus leaving into the light. So she's like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
Stuck in the forced reincarnation cycle.
Yeah. So that really is a doing of the dark.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's your natal chart.
Yeah.
It's how the planets are controlling you. So the planets, being ET energies, are controlling you that way also. Plus, the ETs up in the spaceships are doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole thing is pretty rotten.
Yeah. So there's been lots of questions. We haven't really done any bringing in any energy. So maybe you want to bring somebody in for us on the light being today.
Yeah, we're bringing some peace energy. Here we go.
Okay.
So bring the light being up on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, just scroll down to Creation Light Ship Healing. Click on it and go down about an inch on your scroll bar. It'll bring up the light beam. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams here. So here we go. There'll be a few of these coming through. And just watch the monitor screen change. Here we go. They're coming in. Okay, here we go. Feels very nice to me. Very, very soft energy.
Feels great.
Okay. So the light beam will stay on with you for a little bit over a half an hour. So at half past on the hour, the light beams that are coming into your monitor screen will leave. So you can have some nice peace energy to start the week off here.
That's really good. So how about doing a sample? Would you like to do maybe a judgment clearing sample for us?
Sure, here we go. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared. Whoa. Some stuff's going on out there. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I'll do that one again. It's really heavy energy. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. Okay, I guess I'll do another clearing here. We could do a trauma body, I guess, since that was pretty dense here. On judgment, we'll do trauma. Yeah, that was bad, too. Yeah. Maybe some of you had too much going on during the weekend here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do the emotional body clearing. These are all invisible bodies, and if you do any work with me, we start off with the emotional body first almost all the time, unless you get into the alien abduction clearings or the dark side practitioners that are sending you bad Scoobies here. So here we go. This is the emotional clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared,
oh boy,
3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh, it's probably somebody there that has not been on the call yesterday, because the people that were on the call yesterday and the week before, you're still on the light ship. This is an added benefit of going on to these conference calls, that you're still there having healing. So typically, the people that aren't on the call right now are the ones that I'm releasing these energies from. So back to you, Annika.
So since we are for the ones that have been on the call, do we continue and ask for what we want healed throughout the week, would you say? Is that a good suggestion?
Yeah, I would say it would be, yes. Just keep suggesting that, because remember, you're on the light ship and they're working with you. And mainly what they're doing is taking away these energies that are with you, which are entities, and you're in quarantine, and they're taking them out of you. So, yeah, it's very good to do that.
So, Heal 101 was asking about Saint Bernadette, and that's one of my favorite stories, so maybe you want to tell us about her again.
Well, she came from the light ship, and she worked with Mother Mary. Remember, on the light ship, they're both spirits as divine energies, and she chose to incarnate. And from there, she brought in the light ship energy into the water in Lourdes, France. This is why people who go there say they go to the water and it doesn't stick to their body. They come out and it's kind of like dried off. It's the same way the light ship works. So it was a way to promote healing. You know, when Mother Mary was guiding her, we'll say, to bring this forward to help people, much like what the light ship is doing now for the ascension time. So the light ship does come, but you have to be able to catch on, to understand, you know, that you have to go to your heart center. And I don't know if she actually had any teachings or not, but I don't think she did. She just brought in the healing energy to help people. So we can bring in her energy. We bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. And here she comes. Yeah, watch the light being here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And then I guess the question is, I guess the Saint Bernadette, her body's here, but is her spirit on the earth plane? No, she's on the light ship. She's not incarnating. At least she hasn't up to this point from her past lifetime. So back to you, Annika. Our show is probably about over, looks like.
Yeah, it's almost over. What about a pain body? Mike was asking for that. Please, pain body.
Okay, last clearing here, pain body. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, or 3 days cleared. Pretty rough for somebody. So that would typically be, I would imagine, on Friday. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Maybe Thursday. Thursday, Friday. Okay, there we go. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And I'll be back in New York end of this week here, going to the ARE Center, doing aura photography in the daytime to help out the ARE Center, do some fundraising. Then I'll have a workshop that evening, which will be Saturday. And that starts at 6:30 Eastern Time. Next week we'll be at the New Yorker for the Yoga Raw Food event there. And we have a light infusion chamber. So I hope to see everybody who's back east there. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you, Annika.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Good night.